On this show, we've been asking filmmakers about the movies that they could watch again and again, including this one from a former Saturday Night Live staff writer.
Hello, my name is Emily Spivey. I'm a comedy writer, and the movie I've seen a million times is 9 to 5, written and directed by Colin Higgins, starring Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, Dolly Parton, and Dabney Coleman. Working 9 to 5. I saw it in the theater in 1980, and I'll never forget how packed the theater was and how hard people were laughing. Like, you hear the term rolling in the aisles. People were literally rolling in the aisles. And at the time, I kind of got it, but not really. I was like 8. And then as I got a little older, I really got hooked on it. I've been watching this movie my whole life, over and over and over. I think I would describe it as a workplace comedy where women really triumph.
Mel, no, that's 2, 10, net 30, delivered in 9 days. That's 2% of 4405. 50 is 8811. Oh, my pleasure, Mel.
I love the performances.
Okay, I'm going to leave, but I'm going to tell you one thing before I go. Don't you ever refer to me as your girl again.
What in God's name are you talking about?
I'll tell you what I'm talking about. I'm no girl. I'm a woman. Do you hear me? I'm not your wife or your mother.
And then I adore Dolly Parton. I think she's an amazing comedy actress. I think she's super underrated. And she's just a real charmer in this movie.
Look, I got a gun out there in my purse. Huh. And up to now, I've been forgiven and forgetting because of the way I was brought up. But I tell you one thing. If you ever say another word about me or make another indecent proposal, I'm going to get that gun of mine. And I'm going to change you from a rooster to a hen with one shot.
My favorite scene in 9 to 5 is when Dabney Coleman, who plays Franklin Hart, is really coming on to Dora Lee, who's played by Dolly Parton.
I got something on my dress.
Nothing is wrong. As a matter of fact, everything is very, very right.
She's his secretary. She can't help how voluptuous she is, and he can't help to be his cad self. So he's arranging his pencils and pens on his desk so that when she comes in to, quote, take a memo, he's going to dump those pens on the floor and look down her dress.
Oh, the pencils, yeah.
It's all right. I'll get it.
Then in the fantasy sequence in the second act, she has Franklin Hart stand up, turn around.
Just hold it right there.
Something wrong?
No, nothing's wrong. I just want to check your bod. Turn around for a second.
My favorite thing that Dabney Coleman's ever done is when she asks him what kind of cologne he's wearing.
That stuff's turning me on. What's that called?
And the name of the cologne is Stud.
Stud?
I've rewound him saying the word stud so many times. Because he seems so scared and so embarrassed. And it's just really satisfying. Those fantasy sequences are so, on paper, broad and corny. But then when you see them, you're just so buying into it. And it's so funny. And as a woman, it really showed me that women are just as hysterical and funny as men.
That's writer Emily Spivey talking about the movie that she could watch a million times, 9 to 5. Spivey created the NBC TV show Up All Night with Maya Rudolph and Christina Applegate. Just ahead, the story of a revered but largely forgotten bebop jazz composer and the winning story from round 10 of our 3-minute fiction contest. And it's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News.